I do have speed jokes, which are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here we go. Thanks for sending them in, Lisa Vaxdahl in Morris and Gene Dickers in Freeport and Rich Schmidt in Itasca, Stan in East Dundee and Dan Finnegan in West Dundee. We got another joke from Michael E. Rutkowski. He's a Block Party Chili Cook-Off champion, don't you know? Thanks again, Mike. And Sue Millenau from Cedar Lake, Indiana, and Jen Foles in Rockford. Sharon Martin in Mount Prospect and Larry Duransky. What do you know? He's in Chicago. Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana. Docent Dan from beautiful Ottawa. Marty Saranik and Barbara Ebner in LaPorte, Indiana. Got another joke from Bob Corley in Arlington Heights. Bob, your day is coming. Jill Brady in Lombard writes, Dear Mr. Williams, I've been hoping to get this joke in the running for the dearly coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. You know, I've been listening to WGN Radio, she writes, my whole life. I'm currently a member of the Northern Illinois Critical Incident Stress Management Team, and your program is such a pleasant diversion from the contentious news stations. Yeah, we try not to be that. You know, Dave, there's three types of men who don't understand women. Young men, old men, and middle-aged men. Doctor, I broke my arm in three places. What should I do?
Stop going to those places.
Doctor, I think I'm shrinking.
Now, just be a little patient.
Doctor, I think I'm invisible.
Wait, who said that?
Oh, the boys were having fun pushing the outhouse into the creek. They got caught, and the father of one of them gave him a spanking. Said the boy, George Washington's father did not spank him when he chopped down the cherry tree. Said the father, George Washington's dad wasn't in the cherry tree when he chopped it down. That one kind of reminds me of this one. The boy says to his dad, I'm going to be 16 soon. Can I get a car? And the father said, you pull your grades up, you go to Sunday school, and you cut your hair, and I'll say yes. 16th birthday rolls around. The boy comes back and says, hey, I'm on the honor roll, and I read the regular Bible now, too. I'm a regular Bible reader now, too. How about that car? And the dad said, I told you to cut your hair, too, but you didn't. And the boy said, well, if you read your Bible, you'll note that Jesus had long hair. And the father said, yeah, and if you read your Bible, you'll note Jesus was walking. I took my wife to the Caribbean last month.
Jamaica?
No, she wanted to go. Doctor, I'm a kleptomaniac.
Take two of these tablets every day.
What if they don't work?
Well, I'd like a new television.
Doctor, I think I'm a woman that delivers babies.
Don't worry, it's just a midwife crisis.
Doctor, I keep seeing into the future.
Really? When did this start?
Next Tuesday.